The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Guardian 96.9 FM with Let's Talk Together. Anu Pale Asam. I am indeed your host for tonight. As usual, Lady T, it is a pleasure to be here with you. I hope everybody is having a blessed, fantastic Sunday. So my topic for today, I started to talk about this. I think it would have been Sunday before last. The ruling that the Privy Council made, communauté haïtienne, bonsoir. Et moi, salue tout le monde en grand jean. Moi, souhaite que tout le monde en forme, tout le monde bien, que nous passions un bon dimanche. Et après-midi, je vais parler de ça, Privy Council. Ça, c'est Pigo Court et tribunal, Pigo tribunal dans la Bahamas. Et décision qui a été faite sous. Simon qui fait à papa qui baye amir qui n'a pays a qui appliqué qui pas jamais gain rien. Se so, fait une décision yo fait un décision sur ça à côté yo dit Simon ça yo connait depuis papa yo se baye amir yo automatiquement c'est baye. Que en pile monde après l'aime de ça, m'de commencer parler de ça. A lot of persons was calling me asking me for questions. Aswa me comment m'a fait émission. Tout monde qui branché sur émission ça après les émission aswa m'a bon numéro pour nous reler. Numéro c'est 323 62 32 325 43 16 325 42 59. Ça que fait me dit besoin pour mon reler because m'pa connaît qui monde qui attend émission qui monde qui pas attend. M'pa connaît bon auditeur auditrice moi yo. Parce que m'gen de compay ki message mwen et ki gen bagay bye bye ou konnen giveaway and stuff. So m'tame pou m konnen moun an yo ki toujou branché sou émission an. Et konn ou konprann pou m fè ti habitué avè yo pou m konnen nou a yo pou lè on bagay tombe, lè moun nan rele pou m di OK. Automatiquement c'est moun sa k ap gen priya. So m pa vle pou nou just ap koute émission, il bon parfois pou nou rele. Ou konprann? On jou dimanche ou ka vre. Un bonsoir pour pasteur ou cabojon ouvre un bonsoir pour mari ou pour timounou pour qu'importe mon si timounou te fait bon classe tout bon GPA ou carrele dans émission tout c'est là nous hier pour nous informer et éduquer communauté mais nous là tout pour nous partager bon bagage qu'a fait dans communauté haïtien c'est normal et parce que me connaît tout ti moun te ki tan pon report carta yo so si ti moun a fait bien ou carré pour dire que ou content ça ti moun a fait c'est nous même qui pour encourager ti moun nou so map encourager tout moun qui branché à soi pour l'émission pour me connaît ki moun nou ye pour me connaît avec ki moun m'a parlé. OK, so as I was saying, I'm going to have to translate this in English. I realize it was a lot of Creole, so my English listeners, I want to understand of what I'm saying. The AG, Ryan Pender, said that they're going to use the Article 6 of the Bahamas Constitutional for all children born in the Bahamas out of wedlock to a Bahamian father and foreign mother. Or Bahamians at birth. Okay? Pender indicated that what now needs to be finalized is proof of paternity and matters where the father is not on the birth certificate. Okay? I'm going to translate that in Creole. Pour moun ki ap tande émission, hein? Ryan Penda, c'est lui-même qui en charge office édit général ici. Ça veut dire moun ki di la avec gros décision qui passe loi yo. OK? Il dit comme ça si ti moun ou yo finalement faire une décision sur ça côté d'ici ou gen un ti moun, papa y se ba mais encore mais maman ou pas marié avec maman. Vous comprenez? Il va marier avec maman non, il just fait ou just fait petite là avec un ba mais un monsieur ba mais konya yo di automatiquement konya ou ka aller à appliquer pour petit ton nan passport office là. OK, so ou pa nan problème because m konnen ke ministère immigration Kidbell te parle de ça, il dit pas konnen ki lè ou t'ap commencé aide de timoun sa yo parce que d'après information te jwenn that I had received on the interview that the Minister of Immigration did, Kidbell himself, he stated that about 1,400 persons were infected or would be in that category of children that applied, that fathers are Bahamian and, you know, mothers are Jamaican, Haitians, or whatever nationality they may be, out of wedlock. So, c'est ça qui gagne, c'est ça qui a fait. So, moi, courage tout le monde qui branche pour nous bien tendre. Si nous gagnons tout le monde pas nous gagnons tout le monde pas nous, c'est papa et c'est bas, mais nous ka automatiquement qu'on y a allé à l'appliquer pour tout le monde. Dans le passeport office là, OK? The numbers to call is 323-62-32, 325-43-16, 325-42-59. Pour nous, c'est 323-62-32-325-43-16-325-42-59. Pour nous partager bagay, j'aime dire nous. Ça nous pas besoin de faire pour nous l'émission. Sous gen question, l'émission pour nous, bay si dialogue pour nous parler tout. De qui importe bagay. Parle seulement l'en a bay kat non, but rele émission. Rele émission. J'aime dire m'da me konne moun, tout auditeur auditrice am yo ki branche, pour l'en bagay tombe pour m'konne ki moun ma prele. Mais gen fikre le Marie Vita, m'konne automatiquement Marie Vita se yon moun ki toujours branché sur l'émission. Même le, c'est Andy ou Robert, l'ego magay moi toujours l'émission. Gon l'autre monsieur tout qui coûte, m'a changé nom et body con. Ça c'est mon Our Ladies, oui, mon ça on marche dans l'église Our Ladies. So m'pa ta mais pour l'église Our Ladies bat nous. OK, mon Victor Chapelle yo, mon qui dans métropolitaine yo. OK, tout moun sa yo ka rele émission à toute l'église, toute communauté haïtienne, net m'pa vle se sel l'église Our Ladies ka bat nou, ka rele émission hein. OK, c'est pour nous même nous partager dans bon travail que animateur avec animatrice a fait dans communauté haïtienne kon fanfan. Et m'ta dit tout que m'suis bien content que m'voye un gros salutation pour Loubi qui te fait un mauvais accident. Notre jour, nous avons dit merci pour Grassley, de ce qu'il came by, de ce qu'il couvrit avec grandeur, parce que si tu pas ça, il pas ta plan. Je connaissais mon grand pile mon machine là dans Facebook, mais machine dans crazy net. It's only God's grace. So we want to send a special shout out to Mr. Georges that had an accident, Luby Georges. He had an accident. It would have been the day before yesterday. And if you had seen, for those who are on Facebook, if you had seen a picture of that car, and you would be like, wow, it's only God's grace that you made it out alive. And he just had a few scratches, but he's home and resting, you know. So we're going to pray for a quick recovery and also give God the glory that he came out with just, you know, scratches. Et c'est ça qu'a fait Jodia, c'est de ça. Mais moi m'gen des mission à soir, m'tande yo di m la. Robert c'est donné qui t'en bam. Il dit t'en di m la na mission c'est tout map là. So, ça veut dire m'a pas passer un bon petit temps avec nous côté m'a pas faire une mission avec Robert j'ai donné. OK? So pour moun qui vle, j'aime dire pour moun qui vle poser question. Pas oublier pour nous l'émission 323-62-32-325-43-16. C'est le mieux pour nous relire l'émission pour nous demander des questions. Si nous ne comprenons pas, nous pouvons demander des questions. Nous pouvons poser des questions de ça nous voulons. Ok. So, ça me dit encore pour les gens qui gagnent. Non, papa, si nous non, Baptiste Lee. Sinon papa si papa pit la te signe pour Baptiste a ak non papa pit la sous Baptiste a automatiquement ou kale nan passeport office la ak ou ka appliquer pour passeport pit la based on what the AG office said Ryan Pender. So once the father's name is on the birth certificate and he signed the birth certificate, of course, you can just go to the passport office and apply. So that is awesome news. Should have been years ago, but you know what? At least going into our 50th, we're getting it together and we're gonna get it right. So that's the most important thing. It's never too late. So nous devons dire merci pour ça. To God be the glory, because I know a lot of persons. Fall into that category. So a lot of persons happy also. So we want to give a special thank you to Guardian Radio for backing us up as usual. And to my producer Wally, thank you. Wally be like, are you coming in late today? I'm like, no, I'm gonna be early. A special shout out to Fortaris Diagnostic Center. Yes, they are the best in the business and the services. Awesome. So I just want to send a special shout out to them. I love when I go somewhere and I feel at home. That's very important. Okay. So probably let me open the room. It's 372-7232-325-43-16. I'm going to take a fit in the novelle. Again, we want to send a special congratulations to our new recruits from the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Oh my God, after 6 months. They did it. So we welcome you guys to fight crime. 247. Wow, that's a huge, but that's good. Shows you this government is doing a good job. 247 new recruits. So a special congratulations to you guys. And you ready to go? The streets is yours. All right. And Novelle D A. Congratulations à 247 nouveaux officiers qui passaient jeudi. They passed. Ils ont fait cérémonie pour jeudi. Thursday gone. They had a ceremony for them downtown. Ils ont fait cérémonie pour dans la villa. OK. 247 nouveaux police officiers là dans la ria konya. They gonna tackle crime. OK. C'est eux-mêmes qui ont fait des tickets. So, when they knew like that, listen, they don't play. So, make sure you get your car licensed and insured. They come into work. I might as well tell you. OK, communauté haïtienne, make sure que la machine est licensée, li assurée. Parce que les policiers ont fait passer comme ça. Ah, ils sont mauvais, oui. I might as well tell you. So, be sure to be on the right side at all times. You will get a ticket. Oh, y a bon ticket. Super nan bon boy, y a bon ticket. So make sure you gain tout à fait normal when you are driving on the road. Okay? Also on news, male health initiatives continues in Bain and Grantstown. And they had that on Meadow Street. I think that was very good. They brought the medical team, you know, tackling the male Very, very good stuff. And be in town. That looked like that went very well. A lot of persons benefited from that. Great job, guys. Okay. But the nurse is a garçon, okay? Nurse garçon, you te fait un travail dans Bean Town, na mero suite côté you te ma point cholesterol pour moun ki gen sik, moun ki fait et tension, tout bagay sa you te là. You te ap checker moun sa yo pou yo wè comment yo ye. C'est pas pour fité non mais pour garçon que you t'ap fait ça pour garçon. Okay. All right, what else is on the news? Unemployment figures declined. So 8.8%. Great news. Et ça sont l'autre bonne nouvelle que yo di moun ki pa travay kon ya elimi ou a descend, y pa rejente ya. It's not as high as it used to be, so that is very good. That's showing that we're going in the right direction. Road to 50, I'm loving it. So that's great. And other news. Minister of Public Works, Alfred says, said to wait and see with the Shantytown Committee action plan before being critical about it. Okay. Yeah, public travail, Alfred says, dit. Tan pou yo wè sa komite Shantytown nan ap fè avan yo kritike yo, avan moun komanse pale mal de sa kap fèt la. Yo poko vini avèk an plan, mèm konnen yap travay sou an plan. So I'm sure whatever they doing, whatever plan they working on, it's going to be a good one to tackle the Shantytown because that has been a ongoing situation from God knows when. So I just pray that the plan is good and it benefits all. And we take action the right way. That's always important. $9 million drug busts on Long Island. Côté officer, U.S. Coast Guard, DUDA yo te kembe moun nan 9 million drug bust ki te fèt nan Long Island. OK, ça c'est nouvelle map bon nou ki te fèt pou Silverwood took place for the week pou moun ki pat. E gade news, those who didn't listen to the news or read the newspaper, now you're getting first hand news. OK? Male shot in the Garden Hills community. Out on bail. Gen garçon ki te tire nan comité Garden Hills la de jou passé. OK, pou moun ki pa konnen sa k ap fèt, se sa k ap fèt nan peyi a, se nouvèl sa yo nou genyen kap fèt, OK? Pabliye si yon moun branche ou vle konen informasyon, yon kama bo limero a pou rele. Ou pa bezwen pe pou rele emisyon, paske emisyon sa se pou ou met rele sou ou gen yon problem ou yon keksyon ou ta ame mande rele emisyon. Mpa vle lem fini, se le sa nap rele. You all have that bad habit I don't like. Right? I'll give all the number to call the show, but when I'm done, everybody's calling me, ringing off my phone. Lady T, how? No, I'm not gonna answer you. Okay, that's why I open up the lines and I told you all to call just in case you may have, you may want to ask a question. Okay. And also what's making news, taxi cab fares to increase by 10%. Oh, wow. Taxi cab fare ap monte a 10%. So, one moon, kon ya se, se mi san mi? Wow. Most likely I'm going to walk. How it looking now? It's a better exercise for me. Taxi cab fares increase. Well, I guess that kind of makes sense with gas just rising up. So, you know, everybody's making a living, so everybody needs to make a profit. But in the meantime, Lady T will walk, because getting the exercise is good for me. So I don't fall under that category. Okay? Après ça, c'est ça qu'a fait. C'est nouvelle ça, yo seulement nous gagnons pour nous. On va gagner l'autre nouvelle encore. C'est celle ça yo nous gagnons pour nous. On t'a remis pour situation ça yo. Fini. And to my understanding also, I spoke to a few persons at immigration, and I was told that, well, they didn't know who I was. I just went in and I asked a few questions. And I was told that now what they're doing, because they have such a high volume since applying for citizenship and then, you know, work permit and so on and so forth. So I heard that now what they're doing, they have a committee that's tackling on the working on citizenship. So to those who's waiting, I know it's a long journey, it's a long wait, but I was told that they will get to you. If it's not, I don't know, next week, week after next. If it's not next year, maybe this year, but they will get to you. Okay, so be a little patient. They will get to you. I know it can be tough, and trust me, I know the situation, but bear with them. They are working on doing their best in trying to get to everybody, okay? Good night, welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Yes, good day.
Good night.
His name is Elton Johnson.
Yes.
And I don't know if you just speaking about it, but I'm one of the fathers I got, you know, I'm trying to get my national insurance to my little girl.
Right.
Yeah, so, but they already told me the law changed. They've been there. Oh, they say they ain't even reach up there yet. They've been there at national insurance. They ain't even reach there yet or whatever. So they just trying to figure out anything they can, you know, pass that so I get her, you know, good my little girl.
Okay, but from what I've gathered, the AG office, put out a statement saying that you can go to the passport office now and apply. And this would have been on the 28th of June. That was the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody should be on the same ball right now. Once the little girl, she, you signed for her, right?
Yeah, I signed for her. I'm being in there of all of my credentials and documents, you know?
Yeah, well, okay. Once you sign for her, that's what he said. He said, once you sign, the father's name is on the birth certificate, you can go straight to the passport office and they should be able to assist you under Article 6 of the Bahamas Constitution.
Oh.
Yeah, because that just happened a few days ago when he made that statement. So just, you know, go there again on Monday. Sorry?
That's right.
No, you probably need to go to the passport office first, because I don't think you can get a NIB card without having the proper documents. Because you're gonna need to.
I only have a birth certificate. I was trying to get a national insurance card, but they said they can't.
Yeah, I don't think you can get the NIB card with just that. You will have to apply for a passport first. So go to the passport office and go there and apply for a passport. Definitely, you should be able to get the NIB after that.
All right, then.
Okay, thank you so
much.
I
appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, yeah, because, you know, normally when we starting a new law, it's going to take time because it's different offices, so everybody have to be on the same accord. So yeah, and besides NIB don't take just one. You need about 2 to 3 identification in order to get an NIB card. So yeah. Definitely I hope they would be on the right ball, that everybody is communicating back and forth and everybody should be on the same page. Because this is indeed a new law, so you don't want everybody to be mixed up when you go there and they try apply for the passport and you're like, no, you're not supposed to be there. So everybody should know where these people should go instead of having you running up and down from one government office to another government office, which just don't make sense. So I hope everybody's in communication. Okay? 323-70-32, 323-70-32. Communauté haïtienne, pas nous quitter ces anglais après l'émission. 323-70-32, 325-43-16. Ok, c'est le numéro pour l'émission. Pour ma question, pour parler de ça, des nouveaux lois, je suis en pile, monde et content ça. Because I'm so happy about it. Listen, I've had some of my friends. I have a lot. About what? Maybe 6 persons that I know personally that was affected under the old law, where their father is Bahamian, but, you know, out of wedlock. So they couldn't get any citizenship. But with this new ruling, I'm just happy for them. That can be resolved. And so they can move on with their lives, because persons don't understand living here. Sometimes when you say stateless, right, they be like, what is stateless? That's what that is. That's what that is. Stateless is just living in a country where you don't have a status. That means you're just here. So like the caller said, you can't. See, he was trying to apply for his daughter, and he's a baby. She has a birth certificate. So can you imagine a child that is born to both parents of not even Haitian descent, both parents being Haitian, and that child then have to wait at the age of 18. Well, you do go to the Haitian embassy where you apply for the, you know, the little passport, and you get that. That only value for the belongers permit. That is the correct name for it, the belongers permit. That only value for so long. And so can you imagine you have that, and then when you get 18, the Haitian embassy is not responsible for you anymore. You can't even go there to say, okay, I come to renew this belongers permit. They tell you cold. They're not responsible for you anymore. After the age of 18, that's it. So for you to wait there, your belongers permit just actually expired, right? And you don't have an NIB card. You don't have a bank account. You do not have a driver's license. No form of government ID. It's not that you don't want to get it, but you cannot, because you do not have the proper documents to do so. So right now, it's like your life is on a hold for however long you get straight from immigration. So you up and down, hawk and silk. Oh my God, don't let them say, Miss Jean or whatever, Miss Paul, you had applied for your documents. And normally those documents cost a whole lot of money. Sometimes $1,200 just to get all your documents together. And you spend at least about $1,100 to get all your documents together, translated, and, you know. And you go and you take that to immigration. Everything is straight. They give me a receipt. So I'll just have, you know, I'm just on the waiting list as everybody else. Then you go back there. Let's say you go back there next 5-6 months to check on your stuff. Hi, I came to check up the update on my documents. How is it going? They go in, check the system. Oh. Hello, good night. Welcome to Let's Talk Together.
Yeah, good night. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay.
That's good.
Yeah, so, you know, I understand the situation well and good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you do realize the complexity of this whole dilemma, right?
Of course.
It's not as simple as people paint it out to be. So, do you know of any other countries in the world that depends on justice of the peace and affidavits to authenticate a citizenship paradigm. We're not talking about residency and belongers permit and all that. We're talking about citizenship, right?
Right.
And so it has become apparent. It is being emphasized and reemphasized by Cleaver Duncombe, Blackmail, C. Allen Johnson, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are trying to solve this problem. I just had a conversation with my Haitian Bahamian friend who I grew up with from the 60s, okay?
Wow.
He was just here at my shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling him about the difference in the new Haitians and the ones that grew up here. And so if I am 59 years in August and I can see the difference in the social and the dislike for the Bahamian culture and the Bahamian people in general, right? And even if you are Bahamian, because you sound like me, this is what I used to be saying before Guardian pulled the commercial that I was on, right? Yeah. Once you sound like me, I'm satisfied with that. What I'm saying is, whether people like what someone is saying or not, it doesn't matter. You in my country, and what happens now is, right, I consider you to be a Bahamian.
Of course.
So I don't see... But most of us, what you should be doing, I'm not hearing from Luby George either. Because what I'm saying is, there are rumors, and we have to have an open mind here. A lot of people from Haiti came here back in the days and got authenticated to a justice of the peace. Now, I don't care what anybody say. This can easily be solved by DNA, paternal tests, maternity and paternity. They know this. So what the government is doing now, in order to not implicate themselves in this whole chronological BS, right? They want to say, they want to create this situation where it's just post, and they don't want to deal with any fraudulent activity pre. So what I'm saying is, when you do a DNA test, you will find out that this person arrived with this child and said this was their child, mothers and fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that fathers were paid to sign these affidavits, all right? And so then fraud becomes predominant in the issue of citizenship. And then, which is a constitutional law, and then so what you then have is people passing on citizenship that shouldn't have the right to pass on citizenship. So I understand the situation with applying at age 18. Just apply. You understand what I'm saying? Don't worry about how long it takes. Once you get your foot in the door, you apply, right? But what I'm saying is, I like if someone could educate me on how many other countries in the world do this, where they authenticate a citizen by an affidavit from a hapless justice of the peace.
Well, I've never heard such thing, so I cannot elaborate on that. I cannot elaborate on that.
I don't know what you mean by when you said you never heard such thing.
You said you get their citizenship from just going to the justice of the peace.
All right, Fred Mitchell tried to make it. He talked about birth certificate, but then you have to have a. All right, let's say the situation with Gene Rooney, all right?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't authenticate anything, you know. You understand that? There was no birth record of him in the hospital. Or anything. Did you realize that?
Well, if he didn't have any, it wouldn't have gone that it wouldn't have gone that far. I know he had his stuff. He had all his stuff.
We have to deal with scenarios that exist.
I agree with you, but he had all his stuff. He had his stuff.
No. But why is it that they rule against him then? Even though they before Fred Smith went to some means to bring him back here. What I'm saying is he didn't apply at age 18.
No, you are correct.
Did he produce a birth record from the hospital?
Yes, he did.
Why is it that he changed the birth? How did he change his birth? Just from the residency situation from 85, then they went back to, say, 82. You remember that? I remember the case in detail, you know.
I remember the case also because
he changed his birth date.
But what you're saying, I don't get because I remembered with Luby Rogers and all of them.
What I'm saying is, right, when you have a justice of the peace signing off, right, what I'm saying is the real analysis is DNA tests will prove beyond a doubt, right, who is the mother and the father of these people that were given citizenship. It has nothing to do with...
And I'm not against that, and I'm for it. I'm not against
that.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So this is the chronological way of uncovering fraud. And so people are being given citizenship to their offspring, but which they were not entitled to do so because of the fraud produced by these affidavits. That's all I'm saying. I know this exists, you know. Some things I just can't say on the radio. But what I'm saying is there is a preponderance of this because then you see where people are taking advantage of the system. And we know that immigration is the crux of this corruption. I don't care what they say. I know it. It's just plain in sight.
I've never encountered any, so...
No, you know, I don't need, I have never encountered any idol. But what I'm saying is, I know people who encountered it, and I used to pay for work permits also, okay? So we don't have to encounter something. This plausible deniability with not encountering another, that's just being naive, and it's in the best interest of the people who never encountered it. But what I'm saying is, it's obvious. See, you might say you never encountered it, but why is it that they don't want to implement this DNA paternity testing then? Could you give me one reason? Because you know why? It would show 50 years of chronological BS. And they hate to believe that. A citizen's digital ID. You name someplace else in the world where a person can gain citizenship from someone signing saying they born here. We know that some people didn't born here, man. I've seen instances in which people born in Haiti were given passport right.
Well, I am seeing here where Ryan Pender said that he's asked they will paternity and matters. Okay, where the father should not sign for the child, definitely you will have to show that, you know, you have to have some kind of proof to state that this child is your child.
What I'm saying is, it is not about the father also, it's about the mother. It's about the mother lying, saying the child is her own too. You don't understand that?
Sir, okay.
You try.
I'm listening to you.
I am naive. I cannot help that my mind think about things or bring up things that maybe shouldn't be connected. But that's just the way to think. Why is it that I should be naive to believe that that is not a scenario that has never happened and is not a preponderance? Why is it that? What I'm saying is, show me by doing the DNA paternity and maternity. That's why Cleaver Duncombe stressed that. They don't want to do it because they will be, the respective governments will be shown to be nefarious in issuing these citizenship. This is constitutional law, not statute law, you know. That's what I'm saying.
I'm aware of it.
I just want you to do your research and then you can go tell me any other country that issues citizenship from affidavits. Is that the birth certificate is synonymous with affidavit. They interface one another.
Mm-hmm.
Even with me the other day, was my mother's maiden name was incorrect on the birth certificate, right?
Right.
That's because of a mistake by the change the name to her. They changed her maiden name was not just, they had the wrong maiden name before she was married.
Right.
I had to go through all of it to get an affidavit to change that. So what I'm saying is, but being that that's my record, they didn't even have a birth certificate for my father they couldn't even find. So what I'm saying is, this it shows you.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the police force for 40 years or more.
Right.
All right, so how does that kick in? So what I'm saying is paperwork and paper trail.
That's important. That's important.
You shouldn't
I
be
agree.
Putting up a no affidavit with no justice of the peace, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody, and now also the DNA test and the citizen digital ID implementation will show how many affidavits a particular justice of the peace signed. And so by just the numbers alone, show corruption, because how could you sign for thousands of affidavits when you can't know information on thousands of people? You just signing off on something that people produce to you on hearsay. And you in 21st century, you cannot be dealing with hearsay in this time of a digital paradigm. That just doesn't kick it for the beaming people there. You see what I'm saying? And so we know of the strategy because we see the political hunger of the parties just wanting the Haitian beaming vote. And this is illegal what they're doing. It is obvious quite what they're doing. And then we see the influence that the bloc is trying to create and the instability, and we see the schism that they're trying to create. This is what me and my Haitian Bahamian friend was. His father is a Bahamian, and his mother's a Haitian. You know what he told me?
What he told you?
The Haitians, them, laugh at his Creole. All right? You know what another Haitian friend told me? He married a lady in Haiti. You know what he told me? They just be jealous of him saying he's a Haitian Bahamian, say he born here, and they want to rob him, and they don't like him because he think he been. You think? It's always the same thing in Jamaica. When Jamaican people go to the States and come back and they can't do something for somebody, it's always this type of particular model. And so we can see the disrespect that we are suffering from these new migrants. We can see the number. So why is it that you don't tell your people, curtail them from coming here? Why is Louis George the don't they try to curtail these people from risking their life to come here and not as a small
and
island?
Do you know?
I see them as an insult to us because they don't care about us because they keep coming here like this and see the more of them come here. I saw a guy posted something and something happened in the food store, and it disturbed me very much, you know. And it seems to me as if the Haitian people are so, so used to living in large numbers and tuck up together, like they don't even give you that respect for space and excuse me and you know, they'll cough in your face. I don't know where I don't know what kind of culture you all have, but they have, you know. But it ain't sit too well with the Bahamian people, you know. That's what I'm saying, you know. Trust me, you know. And you don't want to scare them.
I'm a Bahamian, so that don't even go for me.
No, I say, you used to be Haitian. You sound like me. Listen to me, miss. You didn't get what I'm saying. You know what my Haitian Haitian friend tell me? He ain't worried about them, but all right. French is a European language, come from the white man. English is a European language, come from the white man. You really think you're better off because you can speak French? They're trying to use the language as a weapon. Huh? I'm learning French now. You see, this is where the danger comes in. Our Minister of National Security, they sitting by idly and allowing this to happen. How could you call yourself a Minister of National Security when you have a foreign entity with foreign language coming here and displacing behemoths, and then you want us to sit back and say, wait. But you guys ain't showing the agitation as us. So what that's supposed to mean? I don't mean a Luby, I'm not even Fred. Luby in the lodge, doing all kind of this and that, gymnastics, trying to get ahead. And he need to be the first person to take a DNA test. Because he might know his mother, and he might have used the situation like the rest of them. And I heard when we saw Frankie Paul Campbell too, also. So how we know they lie, who's their father, who's their mother? That's what I'm saying.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate the call. Thank you for... Have a good night. Wow, that's a lot. That is a lot. But I don't want you all to think, I guess everybody's entitled to their own opinion, right? But it's a privilege to know that you about to celebrate 50 years of independence. And so as a Bahamian of Haitian descent, you love griot, right? But you also love crab and rice. So it's just, I just don't know what to say about it. I would say it's a blessing. Because this is where we are. This is where we're from. We don't want anything bad to happen to this country. Now the caller is not aware of that. But Luby Georges, I and others, I would even say the League Pastor Association, we have meetings on a norm with government officials. And they are doing their jobs. That doesn't mean because you're not in the meetings. They're not having meetings. Yes, they are. They're having meetings and letting these people know to stay. And we do this all the times at different churches. We go to the shanty towns. We go to different communities. And we stretch this. That if you are illegal, you need to go home. Well, as a matter of fact, no one who's living here should be living here illegally. So we stretch that. Okay? And if you want to come into this country, come the proper way. And that is something that we do. You have different organizations. We've been doing this. So don't think we don't work. We work. But it's only so much people you can get to, because understand now, what you don't know, Port-au-Prince is the city. So I've said this before. Port-au-Prince is like New Providence. And the people that's in Port-au-Prince don't even come here. They go to Canada. They go to France. Yeah, they don't come here. Listen, I have one of my friends, and her father owns a food store. She go to Brazil. She don't come here. She's like, girl, I'm not coming to the Bahamas. I like to go to big countries because they feel bougie. It's only the people that's poor, that's from the other part of Haiti, that comes here. And so we've been trying our best to reach out to them through their family members that they have here. And we tell them, let your family member know to do not come. Do not come. And we've been doing this for the past couple months now. Nonstop. Not because you're not seeing it, we're not putting it on social media. We partner with the government and we work. We do what is necessary and we educate the Haitian community and we inform them of what to do and what not to do the right way. Because at the end of the day, this is our country. We're not going. Listen, I tell people when I go to the States and I go to shop, when my money finish, I'm ready to come home, buddy. I don't care. This is our country, and we want to protect this country. We want what's best for this country, and we wouldn't want no one to do anything negative into this country. Not because we celebrate Haitian culture, we prefer to be in Haiti? Of course not. This is where we born. This is where we lived all our life. This is where we from. Do you think we prefer to go there? Listen, if we even go there, they might try ship us back. Because to them, we're not going to blend in with them. So remember that. So we are trying our best, working together, partnering with the government as we've been doing, to make sure that this country remain what it is, and building a better country for our future and the future generations to come. We want this country to grow, and we want what's best for it. And so the caller that called, I don't want you to, you know, mix up the people. We're not going to say anything negative towards Haitian. You did say that your friend is Haitian, and you see how they treat him, Haitian behavior, and you saying how they treat him. Not everybody's alike. Everybody has a bad apple. But we're not going to condemn all for one bad apple. Our job is to show them that you are here, surely, while staying here, and abide by the rules and regulations. Our job is to protect this great Bahama land as we move forward to our 50th year of anniversary. We are indeed a Christian nation. We're supposed to love our brothers and sisters. And we're going to remain that way. I always tell people that God live in this country. For the things that I see happen in other countries, I said, God live here. And highly favored. Okay? Wow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Oh my God, is my producer running me? I am over time. He is running me off this show. But let me say goodnight first. Why you want to run me? Okay, my time is up. My producer is running me. Thank you so much to those who's been listening. You Need to Know is up next. And indeed, I'm doing You Need to Know also. Thank you so much, Wally. Thank you so much, Bahamas. Have a good evening, Bahamas. But do stay tuned, because the conversation will be going on. But You Need to Know, Lady T and Robert Tiedone. I am a lago dam.